This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can bring up absolutely anything, and to start things out here, this hour, they have figured it out. The government people, they've figured out what has been wrong this whole time. Guys, we've been wrong. I mean, on Free Talk Live over the years, and we've been doing this show for over 7 years now, we've always said that, you know, government is inefficient and it's just poor at doing the things that it sets out at doing. It spends way too much money, and it's just government just sucks at doing anything that it sets out to do, whether it's helping people after a natural disaster, as we were talking about last hour, or it's stopping drugs from coming into the country. Whatever it is it sets out to do, it inevitably fails.
Well, people have called this show, usually people that believe in government, and honestly, the ones that have called in this case have sort of been the liberal persuasion, but they've said things like, well, what if you could make the government work as efficiently as, you know, business could?
Well, there are conservatives that believe that to be the case.
Well, they believe it in a much more subtle way.
I don't know.
I have not heard them say that actual statement, right?
Mitt Romney's a businessman, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's run multi-million dollar businesses or whatever, so he's one of the many Republican types who believes that you can just bring a businessman in and make government work well. That hasn't been it. That hasn't worked. Bringing businessmen in hasn't solved the problems of government inefficiency. It doesn't seem. It seemed as though there is nothing that can make government more efficient. But we were wrong. The story is from TheHill.com. A big reason, according to Ian Swanson at the Hillcon Valley technology blog, as to why the government is so inefficient and ineffective is because Washington has outdated technology. Federal workers having better computers at home than in the office. The startling admission came Thursday from Peter Orszag, who manages the federal bureaucracy for President Barack Obama. See, the public is getting a bad return on its tax dollars because government workers are operating with outdated technologies, according to Orszag's statement that kicked off a summit between Obama and dozens of corporate CEOs.
This sounds like somebody wants to sell computers.
Orszag, director of the Office of Management and Budget, says 20 years ago...
He's somebody who wants to buy computers.
Yeah, he wants new toys.
Yep. 20 years ago, people who came to work in the federal government had better technology at work than at home, and now that's no longer the case. The American people deserve better service from their government and better return for their tax dollars. The White House release that included his comments said one specific source of ineffective and inefficient government is the huge technology gap between the public and private sectors that results in billions of dollars in waste, slow and inadequate customer service, and lack of transparency about how dollars are spent. It's all because they need an upgrade. That's what the problem has been this whole time. They just, they're still using Windows 3.1, and if we can get them an upgrade to Windows XP or Windows 7, then all of a sudden, all the problems will be solved. I mean, the headline of the story is White House Budget Director Blames Old Computers for Ineffective Government. This is it. Just give them an upgrade, and then everything will be solved. They'll become efficient if they can just have, the latest version of Microsoft Outlook.
I think that the reason the government has outdated equipment is because the government is inefficient.
It's not like they can't afford it, right?
It's all stolen money they're working with.
I love how they use the term... a return for their tax dollars. It's like you're getting a return.
I mean, the whole notion of calling government efficient, though, bugs me, because it's actually very efficient at what it does, which is serve the people in government and take money and resources and harm other people for their benefit.
Extracting obedience.
Very good at that. Yeah. Extracting obedience. But if you say in terms of serving the people, since it's only doing that as a ruse, if you actually judge it by the notion of how well it serves, you know, the services that it claims to offer people and protection and coordinating things and whatnot, regulating business and so forth. If you look at it in terms of of those things as services, and is it doing those things well? Yeah, well, it's inefficient if you look at it like that, but that's a total miscalculation. It's a total looking at the government in a way that's really not accurate. If you look at what it's really there for, it's pretty efficient at that.
Obama is meeting with the CEOs to solicit their views on how to improve the federal government with new information technology. He said in a statement, "Improving the technology our government uses isn't about having the fanciest bells and whistles on our websites. It's about how we use the American people's hard-earned tax dollars to make government work better for them." Obama had proposed the meeting in April. They're just now getting around to it, apparently. CEOs from Craigslist, Facebook, Microsoft, Adobe, and Monster are among those taking part.
They're going to bring some businessmen in and become more efficient.
Yeah. It's time to bring government into the 21st century. 10 years into the 21st century. Information technology has the power to transform how government works and revolutionize the ease, convenience, and effectiveness by which it serves the American people.
We're being served.
Yeah.
Thanks. Goodness.
Anyway, I just thought that that was kind of funny.
Yeah, it is funny. It's funny.
Just give them some new computers, and everything's going to be hunky-dory up there in Washington, D.C. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and of course,
all this time I thought it was so inefficient because it was completely unaccountable to the people because it was a violent monopoly.
Well, no, now they can be more accountable. They'll actually be able to check email. And so they'll be able to write you an email back if you actually email them something. That's more accountability, right?
Well, many government organizations
can write you back and say, screw you.
Here's another bit of news from McClatchy in D.C. that after a recent attempted terrorist attack set off a debate about full-body x-rays at airports, a new poll finds that Americans lean more toward giving up some of their liberty in exchange for more safety.
But we already did that. I mean, that's
time to give up some more.
Right. you see, that's the nature of the paradigm. I thought we were doing that with these huge long lines where the TSA people take our bottles of water. I thought that if I gave up my frickin' bottle of water that I'd finally have safety on the plane.
And you too,
but no,
Frank.
Now they've got to take naked pictures of my kid, too, in order for me to have... when do I get the butt plug? That's what I want to know. When does it happen?
That costs extra.
Because that's when I'll finally have safety, when I get a good reaming.
The survey found that 51% of Americans are agreeing with the statement, it's necessary to give up some civil liberties in order to make the country safe from terrorism. At the same time, 36% agreed that some of the government's proposals will go too far in restricting the public's civil liberties.
I think that to some extent, this is the reason that I hate these polls, is I do agree to some extent with what they're saying, is that if the country is the government, I do think that the citizens have to give up a certain amount of their liberties in order for the government to be more safe. The government's out there creating problems in the Middle East by getting involved in these people's governmental issues, propping up kings and making deals to get oil and all the other things that they do. So therefore, the government and the people that run the government, the big business interests, they're benefiting from this. And so, yes, individuals here, in order to go on with life, if the government's, of course, not going to give up doing that because it's extraordinarily profitable for them. So the people here do have to give up liberties in order to be a little freer. I would agree with that. I think the government is, by having its TSA apparatus and all these other, all these feet gumshoes on the ground looking for crime and all that stuff, I think they're finding some. But they're the ones out there creating the terrorism with their interventions in the Middle East in the first place. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So you're saying... No, I don't understand what you're saying. I understand that they're creating the terrorism by going and stirring up hornet's nests around the world.
So,
but I don't understand how giving up freedom is going to.
They've got these detectives running all over, whether they're FBI, CIA, whomever, running all over looking for terrorists. They've got the TSA slowing down the dumbest of terrorists from being able to blow up planes or whatever it is. They've found some people, doing stuff. Well, maybe not the TSA, but other
security theater, which I think is a great term.
When you say they found people, you mean the ones that they set up? up the ones that they encouraged to do these things, because those are the only stories that we've seen, really, is where they've essentially coaxed people into and persuaded them into talking about doing terror. They created that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you. Dale's falling asleep. Hey, Dale. You're here, too. And Mark's here as well. 800-259-9231. Dale joining us, by the way, from anarchyinyourhead.com. Head on over there and enjoy his, you over 100 or more than, how many?
I think I'm over 200.
Over 200.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a lag lately. I've got computer issues and stuff. I'm getting a new motherboard and stuff like that.
Over 200 comics for you to view and enjoy, all completely free. And you can go and you can order stuff from his store. And it's all over at anarchyinyourhead.com and some good essays as well.
Critical thinking question. Why would something that's so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
800-259-9231. The story from McClatchy News Services, they did a poll that found that 51% of Americans agreed with the statement that it's necessary to give up some civil liberties in order to make the country safe from terrorism. 36% agreed that some of the government's proposals will go too far in restricting the public's civil liberties, and the rest were undecided or said their opinions would depend on circumstances. As it has happened, there's more depressing statistics here. As has happened often since the terrorist attacks in 2001, the renewed debate over security is hinging on the balance between personal liberty and safety. The suspect's success in boarding a Detroit-bound plane allegedly carrying explosives is setting off calls for full-body scans, which some find an invasion of privacy, and for new restrictions on passengers once they're in flight. To stop terrorists, Americans look first to better governmental coordination and use of intelligence, the poll found, with 81% calling that effective and only 11% calling it ineffective. So you've got a major amount of Americans out there that really do believe that government is going to keep them safe from this looming terrorist threat. That it's the government that they should be looking to as opposed to themselves, as opposed to each other. To protect themselves from those who would do them harm. Body scans or body searches, full body searches at airports, ranked second, named by 74% of Americans as an effective way to stop terrorism.
Well, I wouldn't be able to say. It would seem like if scanning people, being able to look under their clothes quickly like that would probably be an effective way to see what people have on them and that kind of thing, but. I guess the point is that more and more people are choosing not to fly anymore. I mean, the numbers are going from 20% to 30% on domestic flights. I mean, how much more can this industry take? At this point, the TSA is already adding taxes to airline tickets. So mm-hmm. the prices are being increased and. They're making it more and more arduous. I can tell you, I just don't want to go through these people's gauntlet any longer. I'm sick of it because I know it doesn't do anything.
Further restrictions on carry-on baggage ranked third, called effective by 57%, ineffective by 34%. New in-flight restrictions such as banning the use of laptops and electronic equipment or restricting people to their seats ranked last, called effective by 50% of Americans and ineffective by 42%. A solid majority of Americans still feel safe flying, but that number has dropped. The survey found that 75% saying they feel safe, down from 86% back in 2007, and 24% are saying they don't feel safe in the air, up from 13% in 2007. So that's a pretty significant increase there. They've almost had a 50% a 200% increase, if you will, in the amount of people saying they don't feel safe in the air.
And I wonder if that is
100%
inadvertently accounting for the people that Mark just described, and I'm quickly becoming one of them. I recently traveled for the holidays, and very reluctantly, and I was thinking about driving this time,
mm-hmm.
and I wonder if that's taken into account people, not because they don't feel safe, but because they feel so intruded upon by the procedures and by the TSA,
if they thought the TSA was doing a good job, they'd feel safe, right? I mean, if they believed that the government was providing them some level of safety, they would feel safe, and it would be.
I'm saying that I don't particularly feel like I don't worry about getting blown up by a terrorist. I really don't. It's way in the back of my mind. I don't. It's not that I feel unsafe. It's that I feel intruded upon by the TSA, because I feel like they are abusing. The passengers so much that I don't want to go through their abusive process. It's not about feeling safe. So I think there's a fair number of people where, it's not an issue of safety. It's an issue of their personal privacy and an intrusion.
just nonetheless, kind of sad statistics about how obedient Americans are and how they're still, even after all of the failures of the state, after the just endless reams of failures on the part of the state to protect and to, you know, to keep people so-called safe from terror, they're still looking to the state. They don't know what else to do. They don't know who else is going to look out for them. They've been trained to believe that mommy government is there for them and that they need mommy government. I mean, the statistics are pretty shocking to me. And
right. Well, I think that it bears repeating that it's, in fact, the government that's creating the problem of terrorism in the first place. You know, if you believe that, you know, people from the Middle East are coming to get us, and I mean, it seems like there's some evidence from that, but it's mostly because they want us out of their political process. Most of these people are, you know, they're ardent supporters of some political faction in their particular country, and they know that faction never has a chance to come to power because the United States is in there supporting kings.
Yeah, I don't think there's much evidence to show that there are people coming to get us. There's just not.
Well, I mean,
because if there were, there would be things happening.
What about this Nigerian fella? I mean, wasn't trying to blow up that plane?
Well, I mean, certain people have beliefs about whether or not he was really essentially a patsy or not. I don't know what his story is. No one's
seemed like he was willing to blow stuff up, and they're certainly going to send him to prison for it.
It did seem that way, but I'm telling you that if there were any kind of efforts to harm Americans, that you would have seen more happening before December of 2009. You would have seen far more.
Admittedly, they don't seem to be nearly as thoroughly interested in hurting people in the United States as they are, well, honestly, blowing up Muslims. Because if you believe that, I mean, the government statistics show that in fact the terrorists blow up Muslims more than they blow up anybody else. But
right, there's nothing stopping anybody from strapping a bomb to themselves, walking in the middle of a supermarket or a shopping mall, or whatever, a children's fair, and blowing it up. There's nothing stopping anybody from jumping on a school bus at the end of a school day and hijacking it and running it into the side of a building.
Yeah, how horrifying would that be? I mean, you know, an airplane with 300 people, or a school bus with, you know, 80 kids on it. How horrifying. I mean,
if they had the intentions to do these things, there's nothing that would stop them. Nothing. And it's not happening. So, yeah, okay, there's the guy with the shoe bomber, which was years and years ago, and then there was this guy and the underwear bomber, which was fairly recently. I mean, you're talking about less than a handful of incidents in a year, in a decade.
They're more concerned with catching terrorists because they can do a lot of PR around that, a big blitz, and show a success, but not with actually protecting people from an incident happening. Because that's all, you know, it's security theater. It's all about showing successes and, you know.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Dale's going to share with us 6 rulers who abused their power in insane ways. We'll find out what that's all about in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on a Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Look for free bonus 1-2-1-3 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Martin.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. You will find everything from serious issues to fun stuff over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
And if you're in college or headed on into college this summer, go to libertarianinternships.com. They've got internships there for state and government policy, public policy organizations, productions, even understand it's video game production there too. Journalism, all kinds of internships at libertarianinternships.com, and you can have something to do over the summer that they'll pay you and give you housing assistance and put you in some place neat that you've never been before. Go to libertarianinternships.com. You've got to sign up for an account over there to get the full information, libertarianinternships.com.
All right, let's continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want. Joe is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Ian. It's great to talk to you again. You have a great show.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I just wanted to say, if you look at it, almost every single terrorist event is in some way connected to the government and Western intelligence agencies. So I think that's an issue that needs to be talked about more. But the main thing I wanted to talk to you about is the whole direction of the sort of liberty-minded, libertarian, whatever you want to call it, movement.
Okay.
Currently.
I didn't know it had a direction.
Well, I've been involved with Campaign for Liberty and a couple other various similar groups, and I just sort of wanted to throw my own two cents in about that. And those
sure.
groups are great, and they're great people, and I really like working with them. But you know, and they know how to quote von Mises and Rand, and they know that they're all very, very intelligent people. But I think the movement needs to think more along the lines of a sort of getting to a sort of a survivalist mindset.
And what do you mean by that? And, like stockpiling food or what?
Well, yes. You know, we need to think about not just the not just knowing economics and knowing history, but also being have a preparedness mindset. Be prepared to defend yourself. You know things about you know how to rig up solar panels, how to.
Well, there's already a fairly extensive survivalist movement out there, but it's really more of a personal thing, right? I mean, how do you have a movement of multiple people that works on individuals and their ability to make it in you know the wilderness or whatever, in out in the woods or in some sort of dire circumstances?
Well, what I'm saying is, well. You can learn more as much about liberty from going out into the woods and you know just taking some matches and a hand axe and spending a couple days. It teaches you self-sufficiency, and when you learn it at the physical level, it then or I think anyway.
Well, what I'm hearing you say is what I'm hearing
on a
from
political level.
I don't know if we've got a good phone conversation here, but or a good connection. But what I'm hearing you say is that you believe there's some real value in having people know how to be self-sufficient, and I think that there's you know I think there's something to that. I certainly wouldn't be able to survive. I don't think out in the woods with a you know a hatchet and a few matches. So I probably have a ways to go on learning that. But at the same time, I don't really see where a movement would come in. I mean, you're talking about organizations like the Campaign for Liberty. That's a group that's specifically oriented towards doing outreach, spreading the ideas of freedom and influencing political types in D.C. I don't really see that there would be any way to restructure them toward, you know, this self-sufficiency idea that that you have. There, you already have, you know, conventions and all kinds of things out there, lots of different businesses that are surrounding this particular sufficiency mindset. There's a tremendous movement out there already that's doing this. So I guess I don't really understand what you're trying to change.
Well, what I'm saying is that those ideas of both those movements need to sort of merge in order, I think, to be more successful in the coming hard times.
Well, that's what I want to get to right there is you're of the assumption that there's coming hard times, and I'm not. I don't disbelieve what you're saying. I think that it's quite possible, but I don't know how hard those times are going to be, and I don't know what those hard times are gonna. You know, I don't know what form they're gonna take, and I don't think it's gonna get down to, you know, the electrical grid shuts off, and you know, I'm eating the cat. That kind of hard times. But I suppose it could, and. You know, so like economics, you're saying you wanted to get away from sort of the scholarship and the economics end of it and get more to the, you know, hands on the ground, you know, survivalist aspect. Economics and, you know, scholarship serve them right now, whereas learning survivalist skills do not serve them right now. They will serve them if the time comes that what you're saying comes to pass, but it doesn't serve today. So what you're out there is, you know, predicting the future, and that always puts one on the fringe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're basically assessing, a lot of effort and investment into a very high risk, you know, basically a high potential risk, but not necessarily very likely outcome. Like, there's a lot of debate about how likely it would actually be. And I think that there, you know, things like developing a counter economy, you know, alternate economies that are not dependent on the status system, that's something that would help for survival as well as be useful right now to help, you know, make progress toward a freer society. So there's some things you can do that are sort of more moderate to, you know, assess for a possibility of bad things happening, but that aren't, you know, what you're looking for is for a whole bunch of people to learn these very specialized skills for a very high risk scenario that's arguably very unlikely.
Joe, your thoughts? Did we lose him?
Oh, you're there. Well, I wouldn't say it's that unlikely, but I mean, it depends.
Well, right, that's the difference.
Correct. I am predicting the future, I guess, in that sense. But what I'm saying is, having those skills and having that knowledge, it creates another transformation in your mind of that. Okay, you know, I've got a year's worth of food in my basement. And I've got water filters. I've got the skills. I know how to perform basic first aid. And I know, and so it creates an even more greater mindset towards freedom. Because
I'm not sure about that.
I see where he's coming from.
I do see where you're coming from, but I'm not sure that, again, you're looking at a relatively significant investment in this high risk scenario, and I think that. What you're sort of doing is sort of constantly living in fear and investing a fair amount of your effort and resources into this very high risk. What's the term?
Unlikely.
You know, very bad scenario that seems relatively unlikely. Again, obviously, there's some argument about how likely it is.
Sure.
But I don't think that's necessarily. You're not free if you're constantly living in fear and preparing for something for this potentially bad thing to happen.
Well, I'm
constantly carrying my umbrella out every day just because it might rain. There's like a 10% chance of rain, so I carry my umbrella every day. You're that's not a happy place to be, constantly living in fear like that.
I want to come back and keep this discussion going, if you don't mind. Hang on, Joe, because I don't know if Joe would say he's living in fear.
It sounds like it to me. I don't know how you could deny it.
I see where you're coming from in making that statement, and I might actually agree with you, Dale, but I'd like to have Joe respond to that. So we'll do that in a moment here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is there something to being prepared? It's Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, head on over and go to our Facebook profile and become a fan. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com, click the Become a Fan link. Good, easy way to keep in touch with us over the Facebook platform. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And here on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation for an investment or even barter currency in case things go south. Not this far south as we've been talking about here in the last segment, but south. Well, now we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves. You can go to there and at gold.freetalklive.com and see all the rate, all the best rates, really, that we could find on these coins. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. We've got Joe with us here in Illinois, and he's calling because he's concerned for the liberty movement. He thinks that, it's my understanding of what you've said so far, Joe, is that you think that there should be a greater focus on things like self-sufficiency and survivalism and that kind of that mindset, that movement, if you will, that should be a larger chunk of the liberty movement. And you're encountering a little bit of resistance here, but I have to say I empathize with where you're coming from, because to some extent I have felt this way in the past, and I'm more aware now of it, and I try to mitigate it, and I think I've done a pretty good job of it. But sometimes I'll get into that mindset of, you know, well, maybe I don't have what I'll need. I mean, because I do have I have a rack in my basement with some canned food on it and some water down there. I have that, but I don't have, you know, the full medical kit, and I don't have the, you know, there's this whole list over on LouRockwell.com. One day they put this list, survivalist list up or something like that, and there was just hundreds of items. Make sure you have all of these things. And I looked at that thing and I thought, well, gee, I don't have maybe I should get the toilet paper. I thought toilet paper, that'd be pretty useful. So I got some toilet paper, but the rest of it I just said, you know, well, there's a point at which you've gone too far. There's a point at which I think it's reasonable to be prepared to some extent, but I think that after a certain point, you've gone into either obsession or a hobby. And for me, I don't want that to be my hobby, and I certainly don't want to be obsessed with it. If that's what you want to be your hobby, I think that's fine. But Joe,
it almost needs to be a hobby. If it's fun for you, then by all means. I mean, this is something you enjoy. But I think you're going to find incredible frustration trying to convince everyone that they have to take up your hobby because it's not interesting to them, and they do not see it as a likely scenario. This terrible, you know, concern.
Joe, you still with us?
Well, I can understand that, and I just think it's something that should be more part of the liberty mindset, because
how does it factor in, though? I mean, you were talking about organizations like the Campaign for Liberty. This is primarily a group that does their thing in Washington, D.C. So how is it that somebody who's living in an urban zone, which is where a lot of the politicking that these organizations are doing, I mean, what do you do for survivalism if you live in Washington, D.C.? You're not going to go catch a deer there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a different thing. People who are interested in that are going to do that, and that has nothing to do with the things you're talking about. That would be a different group that people would get involved with to get into all that. I mean, like Campaign for Liberty, it's a totally, that's just a completely different subject. They're not going to get into that.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is the people in that mindset of liberty would benefit, I think, from taking a closer look at different aspects of survivalism and
well, what do you do in the city? I mean, how can you have survivalism in an urban zone?
Can I make an analogy about this, actually? Okay.
There's many things that you can do just to help you prepare for some type of natural disaster. Almost everyone lives in an area that could be struck with some type of natural disaster from time to time. And that's not, I don't think that's crazy to be prepared for something like that. So when it does happen, or if it does happen, you don't have to go crawl into the government and accept all their conditional aid and, go to the camps and all that.
Isn't the government really going to be the problem here? Because where's the government going to get? The government doesn't have huge stockpiles of food. I mean, you know, to some extent for the military and that kind of thing, but they can't feed the nation for very gosh darned long at all. And where are they going to go after that? And once they've stripped the, if you're talking about a total breakdown, once they've stripped the stores out of their, you know, few days worth of stocks, then they're coming to your house to look in your basement for the stuff that you have. I mean, at that point, it's worth the government agents, the FEMA people, coming and knocking on doors and seeing what people have, because we have to distribute it to those who have not. So I always feel like, you know, that there's a hole in the survivalist plan, and that is these, you know, the same organization.
It sounds like, I mean, some of the things you're talking about don't sound like unreasonable efforts. I mean, having food stored away, I think, for some period of time is not a bad idea for a lot of people.
Oh, I have it too.
Yeah, and I'm working on it. I actually have some plans right now coming up to be more prepared. And but it sounds like, you know, you were talking about being able to go out in the woods and survive, you know.
Right. I can't whittle
that's a pretty specialized skill that's going to take being a hobby.
Right. I can't whittle my own bow, and I'm never going to be able to.
No, I'm not even talking about stuff that's that hardcore, but yeah, like you said, stockpiling food, having a firearm and knowing how to use it if you ever had to.
Well, see, that's actually an issue I'd like to talk about, because this is something I've been giving a lot of thought to lately, because I have a firearm. I felt very, like, an urgent need to get a firearm, and a lot of this is because of pressure from the libertarian community. Not undue pressure or anything, nothing, you know, just sort of, that's just the culture, right, is to be, you know, to have a firearm and know how to use it and go shooting regularly, and that we're safer if we carry firearms, and there's a big culture of making sure that people are allowed to carry firearms in New Hampshire, which I think is very good. I know that, like, I'm very much against government disarmament and all that stuff. So, but actually, I found that I'm doing this because that's the culture and that's what's being impressed upon me to do, but I haven't carried a firearm all my life. I'm not that interested in it. I find I don't particularly enjoy shooting that much. I'll go shooting and look forward to it, but I'll be done in like 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Let's go have lunch now.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm going to sell my gun, and I am not going to have a gun. I'm announcing this on the air. I'm not going to have a gun anymore. I'm not going to carry a gun. I'm not going to get involved in gun activism.
Dale, if you want to come back, do you want to stick around, do an extended edition here for a few with us?
Sure.
Keep this conversation going. Joe, I want to thank you for calling on this, because I think it's important to talk about this issue. From my perspective, I've seen this constantly within the Liberty Movement. I mean, if all you're looking at is press releases from the Campaign for Liberty, then you might think, or the Libertarian Party or whatever, these political organizations, and yeah, you're not going to see any kind of survival mentality, but... For me, just kind of being generally around liberty-oriented people, these are things that that tend to come up, and not the extremes of how to, you know, slaughter a deer or, you know, live on with two matches in the forest, but the general idea of, like you were saying, being well-armed and being trained. There's a lot of that up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
There's certainly plenty of
storing
the
things,
storing up, emergency. Stocking up. So from my perspective, I see that stuff, and maybe you're just not paying. Maybe you're not running in the right circles. Maybe it's just something we see more often up here in New Hampshire. Maybe it's just because people are more hardy and more self-sufficient just in general up here. I don't know. But I mean, have you guys seen this stuff all over the place?
Oh, yeah, all kinds of alternative heat. In case something happens.
At the last Pork Fest, there was this these people, porcupines, who gave a speech on the sustainable farm that they were running or something
right.
like that. It was amazing.
So maybe you just need to get up here to New Hampshire, Joe. Get the hell out of Illinois.
Yes, I definitely am looking at doing that.
Good
and,
idea.
Thank you very much. You guys are
doing
a great job.
Yeah, I think something you'd really enjoy, by the way, is you mentioned this the thing at Pork Fest, Mark, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's the summertime gathering of the Free State Project people here in New Hampshire. They have an alternatives expo, both at the Pork Fest and the Liberty Forum. That's the event that happens in March, the more convention-y style thing. But these are where a lot of these, well, alternative lifestyles and energy sources and, you know, food sources and things like that are discussed. And there's a real community that surrounds this kind
of stuff.
I go
every single time they have one. I mean, I love it.
So thanks for the discussion, Joe. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. We've actually got some calls that just came in on the amp lines. I'm going to ask those folks to hang on because we're going to go into extended internet-only mode here in a few moments. I want to, of course, thank our radio listeners for being with us here tonight. If you are listening on the radio, well, you're welcome to join us online at listen.freetalklive.com, where in mere moments we'll be continuing this program. Internet-only, no FCC. It'll be completely uncensored.
We're going to cuss up a storm.
I'm going to talk in a prurient fashion.
But we can keep talking about this topic of the survivalism and kind of living in fear, because I wanted to come back to the fear aspect of things. We didn't really get a chance to touch on that. And so we'll do that. And thanks for tuning in here tonight. If you're on the internet, stay tuned. We're going to continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.